This is Don Drysdale. Bowling a perfect game is the dream of everyone that's ever picked up a bowling ball. Today, you'll hear about a guy that made a habit of it. This program is brought to you as a public service of this station on behalf of your local Army recruiter. Today's Army will teach you job skills that require technical training and offer you a lifetime career. Your nearby Army representative will be happy to tell you about Army training. Now, today's story. It's about a bowler named Eddie Lubansky. Eddie had a way with a bowling ball and was known as a dangerous opponent. On three separate occasions, Eddie had bowled a perfect game, 12 straight strikes, a score of 300. In 1958, he appeared on a local bowling show on a Miami TV station. The program offered $10,000 in cash to anyone that bowled a perfect game on their show. Well, Eddie was attracted by the offer, and he came in for a try. His first six balls were perfect, right down the middle, with a little spin that sent pins flying. As the pressure built, the cameras closed in. Eddie was nothing but a solid mass of concentration as he picked up the ball for a seventh try. Another strike. On the eighth ball, the master repeated his performance and racked up another strike. On the ninth frame, the ball came in a little low, and nine of the pins went down at once, but the number seven pin on the far left corner refused to fall. But at the last moment, one of the fallen pins crashed into it, and Eddie had another strike. The tenth ball was another perfect strike, and Eddie was only two balls away from a $10,000 payoff. And as the world watched, the self-confident bowler took his lead and released the ball. It hissed down the alley and into the pocket. Another perfect strike, and Eddie Lubansky had won $10,000 in cash. The next week, well, the show was off the air, and Eddie was on to bigger and better things, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. First, here's a pitch from today's Army. During World War II, many Europeans were surprised to see combat-hardened American troops taking time out to play a game of baseball. Well, it's much the same today. American soldiers from Texas to Thailand still take time out from their jobs to participate in athletics. Today's Army knows you have to be fit mentally and physically to meet the challenges of a modern world. Train hard, play hard. See your Army representative and join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about one of the finest bowlers America has ever seen, Eddie Lubansky. In 1958, Eddie put a local bowling show off the air by collecting their $10,000 cash prize for bowling a perfect game while on the air. In 1959, he topped it. It was June 22nd, and Eddie was entered in the Mixed Scotch Doubles Tournament in Miami. He bowled another perfect game, 12 strikes in a row in tournament play. But then to show he was hot, Eddie kept on bowling. 13 strikes in a row, 14, then 15. Little by little, all of the other bowlers stopped their games and came over to watch Eddie. How long could he go without missing? Eddie was taking his time now, drying his hands before every throw, never taking his eyes off the pins. Now he had gotten 16 strikes, 17, 18. He asked someone to bring him a glass of water. They rushed out to get it for him, but he never touched it. Instead, he bowled three more strikes. Now he had 21 in a row. It was silent in the bowling alley as he let the ball go in the 22nd frame. You could hear the rumble echoing across the empty alleys as everyone watched it spin in for another strike, number 22. Eddie sucked in a huge gulp of air and let it out through his puffed cheeks. Without losing any rhythm, he let go number 23 and got another strike. Only one to go, and he would have thrown two perfect games back-to-back. Slowly, he sized up the distance, reared back, and let it fly. Every eye in the building was on the ball as it spun down the alley, and then another strike. Eddie Lubansky had done something that has never been duplicated, bowling two perfect games back-to-back in competition bowling. This is Don Drysdale, and if you take time to investigate, you'll find that the U.S. Army as a job that's right up your alley. So join the people who've joined the Army. Till next time, so long, everyone.